The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
It is the Danger Zone, our last trip to the Danger Zone for 2012. But the great news is, of course, that we'll be entering the Danger Zone regularly with David Trainer every week, or hopefully every week, in 2013. And if you want to enter the Danger Zone on your own, well, you should go to newconstructs.com. Now, we talk about the Danger Zone. We don't do that just because it makes for a snappy opening with Kenny Loggins music. We do it because New Constructs rates stocks and mutual funds and ETFs on a scale that runs from very attractive to very dangerous. And if you want to learn more, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck.
David joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that even great personal finance information can leave you overloaded, unable to figure out how the experts' best ideas really apply. To start determining the best ideas for your situation, go to hightoweradvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who's in the Danger Zone this week?
The iShares S&P MidCap 400 Growth Index Fund.
Danger, danger!
That is ticker symbol IJK. Why MidCap growth now? I mean, we've seen some decent movement among growth stocks in 2012. Is the problem MidCap? Is the problem the growth style? What's the problem here?
The problem is this ETF. And this is kind of going to hit on a theme that we've talked about a few other times, Chuck, and that is that you can't trust the label or the name of an ETF. When I look at all the U.S. equity ETFs out there, there are three mid-cap growth, quote-unquote, index funds. And investors naturally believe that because all three are mid-cap growth index fund, that they should have the same portfolio, and you just pick whichever one is cheapest. Well, the problem is that's not true. And IJK, the iShares S&P MidCap 400 Growth Index Fund, is the cheapest of the three MidCap Growth Index Funds, but it has the worst holdings. For that matter, all three of these MidCap Growth Index Funds have drastically different holdings. For example, IJK has 223 holdings. The iShares Russell MidCap Growth Index ETF has 455 holdings.
Right.
And the iShares Morningstar MidCap Growth Index ETF has 190 holdings. So, you know, when the number of holdings is that different, you got to believe the overall portfolio allocations are meaningfully different.
And when I
look at the top five holdings to see where they put the majority of their money, the top five holdings for all three are radically different. I don't think there's any overlap at all.
And so here we are talking about an index where we're really not talking about stock picking, because we're normally applying stock picking to active management. But the metric behind it, the thing that says, this is a growth stock, creates a different index, a different weighting. And in this case, how significant is the difference between the number of dangerous stocks or the percentage of money in things that New Constructs finds dangerous?
That's right. So in IJK, they've got about 40% of their stocks in dangerous or very dangerous stocks, whereas with the iShares Russell MidCap Growth ETF, it's only about 23% in dangerous or very dangerous stocks.
So what does that do, therefore, to performance? Because obviously it's tough to forecast. We're looking at a fund that, based on that number, is roughly twice as dangerous in terms of the percentage of assets in dangerous holdings. Is there any reason to believe that, by the way, with greater risk comes greater reward? Because that normally is the way people expect it.
Not according to my rating system, right? And I think you're getting to the heart of the matter, Chuck. And this, in my opinion, you know, ETF selection, and my point really is here, ETF selection, though it seems to be a passive activity in some ways because you're just trying to track a certain index, is not really passive. And index ETFs are not necessarily truly passive vehicles because you can't trust that every index ETF has what you think it's going to have, because we're talking about three index ETFs, all within the same style, have radically different holdings. And so the answer is, no, you can't trust that these holdings are going to give you the same performance. And when the risk reward is different, you can expect worse performance. And so, yes, exactly. IJK or iShares S&P MidCap 400 Growth Index ETF gets a dangerous rating, while the other two get a neutral rating. And it gets that dangerous rating because I believe the performance will be worse than the other index ETF.
And is there any way to quantify how much worse, or is it really just that case of understand that, yeah, we expect performance to be worse, and we also have no reason to believe that the plus side would be significantly better?
No, you know, if I could quantify that, I'd definitely be falling into the category of, you know, precisely wrong as opposed to vaguely right. And so, no, yeah, the idea is that it's got worse risk reward. We see less upside potential and we see more downside risk. I mean, that's what my rating system identifies. We see, you know, less upside potential because the profitability, the quality of earnings of these companies is bad. And we see more downside risk because the valuations are high and extended. And so, you know, the combination of those two things is what makes a stock dangerous. And the opposite is what makes it attractive. And this ETF's holdings, IJK's holdings, are dangerous where the others get a neutral rating.
And that is why the iShares S&P MidCap 400 Growth Index Fund, ticker symbol IJK, is in the danger zone. David Trainer is president of New Constructs. If you want more information, you want to learn more about how this research works, go to newconstructs.com and follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. David, Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in 2013.
Same to you, Chuck. Thank you.
Up next, I'm going to be whistling past the mutual fund graveyard. Want to know what that means? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.